This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Julie Gillard's carbon tax is really on the political agenda. But what's it all about? Do we need to address climate change in some sort of nationally coordinated way? And if we do, is a tax the best way to do it? And is there really any point when international efforts to tackle climate change tend to be falling over in a heap? These are some of the things we're going to discuss. Nicole Partridge is a freelance journalist who's been taking a closer look at this issue. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, how are you?
It's a big one, isn't it, this week?
Another one. Can't you give me something simple?
Well, firstly, I think we need to start with the basics because, yeah, what is climate change? It used to be called global warming, and I think that some people assume it's just all about the planet getting hotter, but it's not quite as simple as that, is it? What does climate change mean?
Well, look, I guess when you look at the words global warming and climate change, people use those words interchangeably. So I think that we definitely need to differentiate between the two. So climate change is a clear, sustained change over a period of years. So we're looking at the components of climate, such as temperature, precipitation, atmospheric pressure and winds. So that's climactic change. Whereas global warming, on the other hand, is the gradual increase of the Earth's average temperature.
Okay. And that kind of leads to, you know, the temperature gap leads to, I guess, changes in weather patterns, doesn't it? Like more cyclones and variations in rainfall and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And so why is carbon the focus of efforts to tackle climate change? What's the role of carbon?
Okay, well, a little bit of a science lesson here because I've learnt all this myself, but carbon dioxide and other gases warm the surface of the planet, right, naturally by trapping solar heat in the atmosphere. And this is actually a good thing because it keeps it all habitable and we can all live comfortably. However, by burning fossil fuels, and we're talking about coal and gas and oil and the clearing of forests, we've dramatically increased the amount of carbon dioxide in the Earth's atmosphere. Yeah. That's why we're seeing the temperatures that are rising. Now, they're talking about temperature rising, you know, anywhere between 2 to 11 degrees. Now, already, I don't know about you, but, you know, yesterday was pretty hot. And they're also suggesting, the scientists are suggesting, that glaciers are melting, plants and animals are being forced from their natural habitats. There's severe storms and there's droughts. So obviously there is something afoot here.
Yeah, these are things that can all be the effects of climate change. So do a person's individual actions really make a difference? I mean, we're all forever being told to turn off lights and, you know, use the car less and that sort of thing. Is there any point in that?
I think collectively we can make a difference. So I think the answer would be yes and no. I think that we all need to be responsible for our contribution to the problem. And we can be looking at renewable energy and we can look at recycling and, as you said, using, you know, energy efficient light bulbs, which are very expensive, by the way. But really, you know, the real dent in the carbon emission problem is going to come from the industry itself.
Yeah.
But having said that, you know, I think it's still important to get your power bill down.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know about anybody else, but our power bill at the moment is humongous.
Yeah, ours is too. And I've been working hard at it this year and I'm waiting for that. I haven't had the winter bill yet and I'm waiting to see whether my switch to gas heating is going to have made a big difference or not. But so how does this whole carbon tax thing work?
Okay, well, as I said, I'm not an expert in this area and I've been helped out by Marion Wilkinson, who's a journalist with Four Corners, and she has a show going to air tonight about the carbon tax on at 8:30. But basically it's about putting a price on greenhouse emissions for 500 of Australia's biggest companies. Now here we're talking about the steel, the aluminium industries, because they use a lot of coal-fired power to make their products. And once you use coal fire, you're creating greenhouse gas emissions. And this ostensibly is what's causing the Earth to heat up.
Yeah, so the tax is just on those big polluters. It is on
the big polluters. Yeah, that's everybody. Right, exactly.
So why has there been so much fear and negativity around this, given that it's only affecting a very small number of companies?
Look, I think the fear and negativity is being, you know, fueled or perpetuated by the media. And I think we've got to be careful, you know, that we don't just jump onto the bandwagon with this. You know, there's talk about job losses and that sort of things. In terms of the coal industry, I've found out that we're exporting a whole lot of coal overseas anyway. So we're not necessarily, in the short term, there probably won't be a lot of job losses. But I think on a personal level, there might be a trickle-down effect to the individual consumer. And that means that we may see a rise somewhere, you know, of about 10% on our electricity bill. And already we've seen in the last, you know, 2 years, up to 30% increase in our electricity bills. But then having said that, and this is what will come out with the Four Corners report tonight, that Julia Gillard has also introduced a compensation package to help out people who might be struggling to pay their electricity bills. So the pensioners and the lower income earners.
It's a lot of administration though, isn't it? To be always taxing and then giving back with, you know, more... compensation. I think it's necessary, but yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we just kind of keep covering our butts, don't we? Yeah. You know, make sure everybody's okay. We're all okay.
Yeah, it's a lot of administration. So other than a carbon tax, I mean, obviously this is the thing that's on the table right now, but, you know, would there be other ways we could manage climate change? What kind of things have you discovered that other countries are doing, Nicole?
Well, look, a lot of other countries are, you know, taking on board the carbon tax. Finland introduced a carbon tax in 1990. The Netherlands and Sweden, which has incidentally had its carbon pollution cut by 9%, which is interesting.
Oh, that's good.
But paradoxically, Norway has had a carbon tax and it's seen an increase in their carbon emissions. So I'm not quite sure what's going on there. Other countries, Denmark, Switzerland, Costa Rica, Quebec, New Zealand have seen a carbon tax. There are other things. Let me just point out that one of the reasons the government is looking at carbon emissions as the first port of call is because they have accepted the scientific opinion that the growth of carbon emissions is significantly caused by man-made activities. And we're talking about, you know, the burning of fossil fuels and that sort of thing. And, you know, I also found out the other day that Australia, by head of population, is one of the largest greenhouse gas emitters in the world.
Are.
And that's because we're heavily dependent on coal-fired
electricity.
Electricity, yeah. That's right. Much more than any other countries around the world. And
because
for a long time we've had
coal, you know.
We have cheap coal, that's right. And for the most part we didn't realise there was a problem and we've built a lot of power stations around that. Yeah. So while a lot of other countries have solar, nuclear, hydro, we have coal. Mm. And so it is a complex issue.
Yeah.
But look, there are other solutions, raising agricultural planting. So looking at ways in which we plant our crops, investment in renewable energy. And that's, you know, we've talked about this before, wind farms and solar and that sort of thing on a personal level. And we've sort of mentioned the fact that we can start, you know, making some changes to the way that we live. But in terms of making a real dent, as I said, it's industry that needs to change.
Okay. Well, just before we wrap things up, Nicole, I think, do you have any thoughts on what a Christian perspective on this issue might be?
Well, look, we're told in Luke chapter 12 that we have a responsibility as good stewards. And I don't think as Christians we should bury our head in the sand over this issue, really. I think that we really need to ensure that as stewards of the earth that we're leaving the next generation with more than what we ourselves have inherited. So I think that really we owe it to ourselves to find out as much as we can about climate change, about what's going on, and then make a decision on that basis.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks for explaining all that. It's a lot to get through, isn't it, Nicole?
It is a lot to
get
through.
Thank you. As usual.
Go and have a cup of tea now.
Yeah. That's freelance journalist Nicole Partridge. We've been talking about climate change and the carbon tax.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.